So I will bring you to tour to Asia from Europe, Africa, Latin America. Now you go to Asia. I have no relationship to this course. I will give a little bit of background about Thailand and the information about the National Health Assembly in Thailand and the resolution on asbestos, which is the case study that I will select as the example of how the National Health Assembly, which is the mechanism and process of the health and policy approach that has been innovated in Thailand as a case study. I select the asbestos because it is quite challenging dealing with the sector outside the health sector, and they have some different opinion or different position concerning of these issues as the example of how these implement and challenges we face, and the policy implementation gaps that we face with this resolution on asbestos, and what's next, or what should we do next in order to solve this problem. Thailand is located in Southeast Asia. It is quite a small country. The size is about the size of Texas. Population of 65 million, so it's quite bigger than the other countries that present today. The GDP per capita is $5,000 per year, which is a middle-income country. We are members of the ASEAN community, which is this year, 2015, is the year that the 10 countries will start to have the community together. We have 10 countries in ASEAN. Thailand is a founding member. I will talk about the how public health policy are made in Thailand, but this is just not the conventional policy process. The conventional policy process that responsible by the government is still function. This process is a complementary process, and to propose the policy in complement to the regular or conventional policy process that the government has still function. We use the participatory process, which is I will give a little bit more detail, using the National Health Assembly as the mechanism and the process. What is the National Health Assembly and how it functions? The National Health Assembly is a mechanism. It is quite innovative, and in the process, we want to have it all participated by every sector and all sector, not just the government, but also the civil society, academic, and the community to participate in the national policy development, starting from the agenda setting to the development of the national policy. And this is mandated by law. We passed the National Health Act in 2007, and during this process, it takes almost 10 years of the process of drafting the National Health Act, and successfully enacted in 2007. And under this law, they mandate that we have to organize the National Health Assembly annually, at least once a year. And it has to be participated by every sector. And the first National Health Assembly was organized in 2008. And this year, 2015, is the eighth National Health Assembly. We will organize in December. Usually it will be in December because it's a year-long process. Even the National Health Assembly is only 3 days. We will organize the National Health Assembly for 3 days. But the process is a year-long process, starting from January, where we call for agenda that civil society, academic, even from the university, from the community, from private sector, from the government, every ministry can propose the agenda to be considered at the National Health Assembly. And then we will have the committee, the National Health Assembly Organizing Committee, to select the agenda based on the criteria. After that agenda was selected, we set up the drafting group to draft the technical report and the resolution. The drafting group has to comprise of all the sectors. It's not only the technical team, but our other sector to get involved in drafting this technical report and the resolution. After the first draft was finished, they sent to all the stakeholders to read, to comment, to provide feedback. They have to consult among their constituency and send the feedback on this draft resolution back to the technical committee. The technical committee will take all these recommendations or feedback and revise that draft resolution and use this second draft to circulate to all the stakeholders, to all the constituency, to be used as the draft to deliberate during the National Health Assembly. And during the National Health Assembly, they will have like a representative from the constituency to attend. We have around 1,000 participants each year from all around the country to participate in this deliberation. But you can see from the process, it's not only these 3 day meeting that only 1,000 people participated, but the process starting from agenda setting to the drafting of this resolution has been fully participated by every participant from all over the country. After this resolution are adopted, we'll submit to the cabinet. So it goes through the conventional or formal channel of the policy development, which means that after the cabinet approves this resolution, it becomes the national policy. And the cabinet will send this resolution to the ministry concerned. Each resolution has to identify which organization has to take responsible on what. So that ministry has to follow or implement according to this resolution. So this implementation plan will be implemented. But this system has been set up very systematically. But in terms of implementation, we still find some gap in terms of the system that we plan and the real implementation. That's why I want to share with you this example of the resolution on asbestos, which is not that easy in terms of the downstream process. The upstream process is quite good, but the downstream process is not that easy. Who participated in this process? In Thailand, we call the triangle that moved the mountain. Why we use this? Because we think that there's something that difficult to do or to change. We need to have these three sectors joining hands, working together. If we have only one sector, like only the government, without supporting from the other sector, it's not possible to move or to change the difficult thing. But if we have these three sectors joining hands, working together, even the mountain that is not movable, it can move. So we use this triangle to move the mountain. Policy, politics are those working in like the government sector, and the politician will be representing on the policy, politics sector. Technical are those working in the university or research institute or professional association are belonging to this technical group. They will provide evidence to support for the policy development or evidence to inform the policy. For the social are the civil society or the community representing from the voice of the people. So they will hear what the real problem or the real concern or what the people on the ground think about this implementation. So we need all these three sector working together, and design of the National Health Assembly and the mechanism, we get all of these three sectors working together equally. So at the National Health Assembly, everyone has equal right. We try not to have the voting system because we try to have the consensus. So everyone, when they try to have different opinion, we try to find the consensus, everyone agree on this resolution. So everyone has equal right and the equal opportunity to express their opinion, express to propose the agenda, to propose the draft resolution. This is what we think will be the good system to have the voice from every sector to draft the policy which will reflect what the national, what the country needs the most. For the asbestos that I select this as the case, it was proposed as the agenda in the third National Health Assembly in 2010, and it was adopted in that year. In that resolution, the main objective of this resolution is to announce that Thailand will be total ban of all type of asbestos by 2011, which means 1 year after the resolution was adopted. And the upstream process of proposing this agenda, actually they have 9 organizations propose this agenda to be considered, but the most active organization are the Consumer Protection Group, which representing the 3 sectors. The Office of the Consumer Protection Board are the government organization. The Foundation of Consumer is the civil society. The Health Consumer Protection Project under the Chulalongkorn University are academic. So we have the 3 main sectors representing the government, civil society, and academic working together under the Consumer Protection Group to propose this agenda, and the other 6 organizations also joining in proposing this agenda to be considered, including Ministry of Public Health. You can see that it's not the Ministry of Public Health who proposed this agenda, but it will be the other group who think that this is important for the country to have this policy to ban, total ban of asbestos. During the draft resolution, they form a technical working group to draft the resolution, and this resolution go through the process of consultation and adopted at the National Health Assembly on 17 December 2010. And then they sent through the National Health Commission chaired by the Prime Minister, and they decided on February 25, 2011 to submit to the Cabinet. And the Cabinet approved on April 12, 2011. So it was adopted and also passed as the national policy on total ban of asbestos by 2011. But in terms of the organization that was identified in that resolution, they identified several organizations to implement. For example, the Department of Industrial Work under the Ministry of Industry, Thai Industry Standard Institute under Ministry of Industry, Customs Department under Ministry of Finance, Ministry of Labor, Department of Disease Control, Ministry of Public Health, and the Consumer Protection Board. So these are the organizations that have to implement this resolution. Just give a little bit information about the asbestos production in Thailand. We have no raw material in the country. We have to import all the raw material from other countries. We have 50,000 tons in 2013, and we use mostly 90% on cement like the roof tile. So you can see that the main actors are the Department of Industrial Work, who has to announce that chrysotile asbestos is a type 4 hazardous substance by 2011, banning of all production, import, export, or possession. But and then the other organization can do the next step. So the first step has to be implemented by Department of Industrial Work. But until now, 2015, there's no announcement yet. So the Department of Industrial Work, why they didn't make the announcement? Because they have a different position, different opinion in terms of this harmful of the asbestos. They think that this is no evidence that asbestos is harmful to health. And they said that the alternative materials are more expensive and less durable as compared to using asbestos, and it will increase the cost of production and put the burden on the poor. So the Department of Industrial Work still not announced this as the total ban, as the substance type 4, so the other step cannot be done. And the governance structure, like the key actors are the outside health sector, which have they have put priority on the trade and commerce rather than on health. And they have, we have some invisible hands, like resistance from the manufacturer and also from the countries who export asbestos to Thailand. What's next? What we should do is we should have the active participation from the actors outside the health sector to be fully participate since the beginning. And we have to set up the mechanism to follow up the implementation and have the clear roadmap for implementation, because in the resolution, we just said broadly that we have to do this, but didn't spell out clearly what the roadmap of implementation. And we should have the Department of Industrial Work to have the accountable for the health of the population, and the civil society has to be more vigilant on the policy capture. And health in all policy approach is very important for this challenging or something that is have low priority in terms of, if we have two priorities, health and the trade, we have to have this approach implemented very strongly. So these are the team that working on this project. Thank you very much.